This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is beginning his Middle East tour aimed at shoring up the Gaza ceasefire. He's vowing to rally international support to help Gaza. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
He's beginning his visit in Israel, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is fighting for his political life after a fourth inconclusive election in 2 years. Blinken's aims may encounter obstacles, though, such as a hawkish Israeli leadership, Palestinian divisions, and deeply rooted tensions surrounding Jerusalem and its holy sites. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's been a year since George Floyd died. Today, his family will meet with President Biden at the White House. But a bipartisan policing overhaul package bearing his name remains up in the air. Here's our Sagar Magani.
In a rare joint statement, the bill's three lead negotiators say they're working through differences on key issues and toward a compromise. President Biden had hoped the bill would be ready by today.
He is encouraged that there's ongoing progress.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president will keep pressing lawmakers to reach a deal.
A pilot was killed after a plane operated by a military contractor crashed near Las Vegas on Monday. Julie Walker has this.
Nellis Air Force Base officials say the aircraft crashed in a nearby residential area. Neighbors told the Las Vegas Review-Journal they heard the plane crash, and one came out of his home to see it in a neighbor's yard with black smoke billowing from the home. The aircraft was owned, operated, and piloted by Draken US, a company contracted to provide air support to the base. The NTSB tweeted the plane was a Mirage F-1 fighter jet and that it's investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
Today, Maryland is holding the first of its lottery drawings for people who get a COVID shot. This is AP News. Texas is about to become the latest state to allow people to openly carry handguns without a permit. Here's our Tim McGuire with the latest on this.
Michael Cargill owns Central Texas Gunworks. His business is to train people on how to safely handle firearms.
How to shoot, know how to hold, all that stuff. You know, you could be a danger to yourself or someone else if you don't learn proficiency, if you're not proficient with that firearm.
Texas is about to become the latest and most populous state to allow residents to carry a handgun in public without permit, background check, or training. Fort Bend County Sheriff Eric Fagan says the new measure will put police and civilians at risk.
If you're in there with a gun, even though you're a good guy, I don't know that. All I know is you're a person with a gun. We're going to take you down.
Texas already allows people to carry rifles in public without a permit. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.